Welcome back, everyone. Was it Mulder and Scully here? Friday, October 9th, 8:15 a.m. You heard the music, Brown Eyed Girl. That means our friend Lori Latimer Volkman is standing by, editor of MileHighReport.com, and little X-Files there for you. That's what a lot of people in this town are thinking. A little conspiracy theory against the Broncos. Good morning, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I love the switchover in the music.
Well, the music was my idea, and Jake does a beautiful job making everything blend so professionally. Let's start it right there. I assume by 5 o'clock Monday, you're done with work, so this new scheduled time slot for you works out okay. You'll be able to watch your Broncos.
It's terrible for me because my kids have all their sports.
So. Oh, gotcha. But what do you think about this, moving the game from Sunday 2:25 till Monday 5 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah, I'm not a fan at all. And it's not so much the time or, you know, I mean, I work around that. I prefer 5 p.m. Monday to 10:30 Monday p.m., which, you know, I have to do on that second Monday night football game.
Right, so, right.
It's not the time. I just think I don't think it's the right thing to do to make teams. And I actually feel like the Broncos are not, haven't been the brunt of this the most, but, you know, teams that are doing the right things, having to adjust and adapt so that another team who has COVID positive players can, I don't know, get those players back that they can, you know, so they can have their extra day. I'm not thinking that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm definitely a little sour grapes over it. I think in this situation, I know the Patriots haven't practiced this week together. They've closed down because of this. But, you know, quarantine the players you have to, bring the one to test negative, and play on Sunday. And if you can't play with Cam Newton and you can't play with Stephen Gilmore, then you can't.
It's like an injury, right? It's like an injury. You got a high ankle sprain.
Exactly. So that's... But I feel for the other teams, you know, these teams that keep getting games pushed to Tuesday and they change a Thursday to a Sunday. And, you know, I know we always knew there was going to be something that would happen with all this.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote a post this morning. I feel like the NFL should have and maybe still has time to make a better contingency plan for when this happens to a team so that you're not trying to like scramble and figure out if you can play on a Tuesday or can you do a doubleheader on Monday night or, you know, take away the Thursday game. I feel like, you know, the Chiefs are going to, they don't have to play on a Thursday night now. They're going to get to play on a Sunday night. And, you know, I think that benefits them, but it doesn't benefit others. And I just didn't think the NFL is doing this the best way they could.
That's just what the Chiefs need, right? A little extra time to rest and prepare. Exactly. And just say, no, I'm sure this will make you feel great. You think that this puts the Patriots on a short week for their next game? Well, think again. They have a bye the following week.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they're going to be just fine.
It puts us on a short week. That's yep. My point. And we don't have any COVID positive players. Like we've been more diligent, perhaps, or whatever the reason. I don't want to blame those players, but I don't think the team that is doing it right should have to be penalized. And so in this situation, it is penalizing the Broncos. Mm-hmm. It is making it harder on us and not on the, you know, and it's allowing the Patriots a chance to play. And I mean, we still, assuming that there are no more positive tests, I think we're going ahead on Monday, but
right.
I feel like they should, and I wrote this morning, I think they could still maybe do this. Add a couple weeks after the season, before the playoffs, you know, just push all that back. I mean, we pushed every other professional team has pushed their season to a new time so they can figure this out.
Yeah, there are options.
Have some weeks there to build in for when, you know, in this situation, we'd have to play the Patriots later.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ideal either, but I think it's better than scrambling during the week.
Yeah, and which of us wouldn't complain? I mean, I certainly wouldn't complain about moving the season back and having more football. Then instead of a first Sunday in February Super Bowl, maybe the Super Bowl is the third Sunday in February. Great. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
It still feels like winter. It's not going to throw off the 2021 season. I'm fine. By the way, I don't know if you heard, the Jets may have a positive test. So they have sent all their players and coaches home this morning. So there's another team to keep an eye on. Do you go as far, and we're talking with Lloyd Latimer Volkman, editor, MileHighReport.com. Do you think this is favorable treatment for the Patriots, or do you think if the Broncos were going to play, you know, the football team, another East Coast team this week, the same thing would have happened? Do you think it's favoritism toward the Patriots or anti-Broncos? I can't imagine it's anti-Broncos, but do you think it's a special treatment for Robert Kraft and company?
I don't know. I don't. I'm not really sure it's that. But you definitely know the NFL. You know, they like to make sure they're good teams. You know, we saw some of those calls for the Chiefs the other night. I don't think that this decision was, hey, we definitely want to make sure the Patriots get the good end of the deal here and the Broncos don't. I don't think it was that sinister, but I think it's kind of a lack of concern and for, you know, they're trying to be too nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we need to, the punishment by fining players or fining coaches isn't really the best way to do this. And I don't, like I said, you don't know how Cam got it and you don't know what's going on, but still the Tour de France, if two cyclists got COVID, their team was disqualified. And that's a 3-week race, right?
Yep, yep.
So the NFL, I think, should do something comparable. So you forfeit your game. If you have COVID tests and you have to, you can't safely quarantine enough players and and suit up a team, then you forfeit, or you send out your practice squad and your third string. I mean, I feel like the Patriots should have to pay the price, not the Broncos. Same thing for the Titans and, you know, whoever else. The Bills shouldn't have to suffer. The Steelers, I mean, if you're the team doing it right, you should get the benefit of the doubt.
Again, it should be treated like an injury. I mean, they didn't give the Broncos extra days to prepare because they were hit by injuries, right?
Right, right.
I hear you.
It's a little bit different because the whole team, you know, doesn't get to practice right now, like for the Patriots. But I think they were able to do enough contact tracing, it sounds like, to kind of figure out that the way Cam was interacting with players, it was safe enough. It was outside. It wasn't a lot of, you know, extended time. And they haven't had more positive cases each day, the way like the Titans, where that's kind of keeps rolling.
Right.
But you don't get to go like just wait extra days so that Cam can play or so that Stephen Gilmore can play. Like, sit them out. They need to wait their 10 days and you field the team you can.
Yep.
You know, safely.
But you
don't just get to keep delaying it so that those players can play.
Let's talk about the actual game. Eventually, there will be a game played.
I will hop down from my little soapbox here.
Yeah, I know. I know that sounded like I was scolding you. I wasn't, but I want to get your take on the game. All right. If this extra day were some miraculously way help Drew Lock get on the field, Would you try and rush him back since he has an extra day of rest, or are you still thinking, like I'm thinking, save him for Miami?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has been the theme in our conversation the last couple of weeks, right? Like, do you put Cortland Sutton in? Do you put, you know, these guys back? I would not rush anything back this season in particular. They just haven't had the prep. And so I don't think you can trust that, you know, and every injury is coming back quite as quickly either. And Fangio even said one extra day isn't really the thing Drew Lock needs. You know, it's either he's either ready now because his shoulder is good, or he needs to wait a week and he needs the whole week. And so one more day doesn't really, it wasn't like, oh, that's all we needed.
Yeah, here we go. Vaughn's ready. Let's go.
Right.
Yeah.
If we got to play this game, you know, if we played this game at the end of the season, we might have Vaughn, and that would be a much better matchup.
That's true. Patriots want no part of him. I'm worried, or maybe not worried is the right word. I'm nervous for Ripon. If the Jets can confuse him and he throws three picks against the Jets, what's Bill Belichick going to throw at Ripon? He feasts on young, inexperienced quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little nervous for the kid.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be a true welcome to the NFL game for him.
Yes.
mean, Belichick is a hard coach to play against when you're Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, so I think, it's going to be, which is, again, why they don't need extra days.
Right.
But, no, I think it's going to be a tough game for our offense. We are just going to have to give the ball to Melvin Gordon, make sure he stays upright, and hope that our defense can do a little bit of damage. But it has the makings of a blowout if we're not careful.
Well, okay, it's that time of the segment. We do it every Friday. Lori, honesty time, give me a score.
Well, so I recently, with my crew, we did this, and I said, well, if Cam Newton's playing, I think it's going to be like, 30-14
mm-hmm.
Patriots. If we get Brian Hoyer or another backup, I'll go with my, let's see a miracle and the Broncos win 23-20.
There you have it. Lori, work things around, move things around so you can enjoy the game Monday. Always a pleasure chatting with you, and go Broncos. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You do the same.
Thank you, Lori. Editor, MileHighReport.com, a great website for everything Patriots. Come on back. Let's talk to Christopher Price from Boston Globe. Talk to him about the game that's now Monday afternoon.